was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and with his stripes we are healed. As fear and doubt come against your life, and has your faith been sorely tried? Just lift up your eyes, for here comes your help. It is Jesus, and for you he has died. So rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Just let faith arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus.
Rise,
he will, and be healed you
in the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. I believe in divine healing. I hope you do. It's in this Bible, and you can have it. Welcome to Open Bible Dialogue today. Always a joy to come on Saturday to spend this hour with you around the world. Isn't that wonderful? Open Bible Dialogue on the broadcasting stations, but the telecast, Open Bible telecast on the internet around the world. Well, to bring you this wonderful Bible is the joy of my life, because I believe every word, every script. I am a fundamentalist when it comes to this Bible. I believe in the fundamental truths of the Bible, that they're yea and amen and absolute. Now today, the broadcast, the son of Satan. Notice those words, the son of Satan. That's the Antichrist. The Antichrist is indeed the son of the devil. He is indeed the son of the devil. Now, we'll talk about the different aspects of that. There are probably different beliefs out there when it comes to what connection the devil has to the Antichrist. But the Bible makes it very clear that he is the son of the devil. He is the son of Lucifer. He is the son of Satan. He is indeed intimately connected to the devil. The devil gives him his power, gives him his seat, gives him his authority. Everything the Antichrist possesses comes to him from the devil. He is, whether you want to believe it genetically or not, he is certainly emotionally and practically and paranormally the son of the devil. The son of the devil. Now, when you realize that during the 7-year tribulation period, immediately, and I say immediately, I mean within a short period, and there may be whatever little period there could be between the actual rapture and the actual beginning of the 7-year tribulation period, that's always been a debate, not one that I even care to be part of, because I know one thing, when that rapture takes place, it's going to be hell to bear. It's going to be hell to share, and you don't want to be here if you understand the facts. Now today, as we talk about the son of the devil, the Antichrist, the very Antichrist, the antithesis of Jesus Christ, the imposer, the imitation of Jesus Christ. Now here's what I believe. I believe from the time that the devil got thrown out of heaven, it was over his jealousy of the Son of God. I know he was trying to replace God and take the throne of God, and he was jealous over Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, he was not born yet, but he was one with the Father. He's eternal. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost are all eternal. No beginning, no ending. One God forever. one God forever, but manifest in three distinct persons. Very important. I'm a Trinitarian, but I want you to understand something. The devil has always hated that. The devil has hated that, and the devil has intended to have his own son. His own son. Now, he probably cannot genetically produce him, and maybe indeed going back to Genesis 6, where you have the sons of God going into the daughters of man, there's a possibility of it taking a human form or possessing a human body and then conceiving in the womb of a willing person, a willing woman, a seed of the devil. I don't know about that. That's beyond me. The Bible doesn't prove that, so I won't try to prove it. But I'm going to tell you, he'll be the son of the devil. He'll be a son of Lucifer, and everything old Lucifer represents, he will represent it. Now, I'm going to give you five particular things here in a little bit that Satan is determined to accomplish in his imitation of Jesus Christ through his Antichrist. The Antichrist, again, will be the imitation of Jesus Christ. The effort to supplant Jesus Christ. Excuse me. That's the whole purpose of the Antichrist, is to supplant Jesus Christ, to replace him, to become indeed what would be the one worshipped who will then draw worship to the devil instead of God the Father. Now, I hope you ask me the toughest questions there are to ask, and even some that maybe I can't even answer, and that's okay with me. I never mind that, because that makes me dig, and I go find the answer. You understand? I go find the answer if it's possible to find. Now, where the Bible doesn't speak, only fools dare to tread. Listen to that. Where the Bible doesn't speak, only fools dare to tread. So we be real careful not to go beyond the Bible, but to stay in the Holy Scripture. There's a lot of connection here with the devil, and some very strong writers have said that indeed the Antichrist is the son of Satan. Very strong one I read this week, Arthur Pink, a big writer, a lot of books. I've heard him quoted numerous times through the years, but he says indeed that Satan is the Antichrist is the son of Satan. I don't remember all the implications of how he said it. That doesn't really make a big argument for any of us. Let's just understand the devil produces this Antichrist, this imitation of Jesus Christ, and he becomes the worship of the world. That's what boggles my mind. He becomes the worship of the world. When the abomination of desolation occurs in the temple of the Jewish people in Jerusalem, he will proclaim himself the Christ of the world and will require a mark to be placed on the forehead or the right hand. And every person on the face of this earth that buys or sells will have to receive that mark. Now, we're going to talk about that mark. It's more than a mark. It is a nature. My throat. It is a nature. You take on the mark. You take on the nature. You become one with the devil. It is similar when you're born again. You become one with Christ. He indwells by his Holy Spirit the heart of a believer who is born again. Well, when you take the mark of the Antichrist, I use this term, you're born again to the devil. You are born again to the devil. And you will be bound to him for the rest of your life. There is no repentance. I don't care if some preachers are preaching today. You can repent from taking the mark. They're so wrong that I feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for their mind being that careless about what this Bible teaches. Because this Bible says if you take that mark, there is no repentance. There is no forgiveness. And when you understand, the mark is the nature. You understand now? The mark of the Antichrist is the nature of the devil. The nature of the devil. So you begin to act just like a demon-possessed person is normal going to act. You become possessed. You're taken over by spirits of the devil. And you become one with the devil. You become one with the devil. I really want to get that across today. I believe that if many people within the church realm would understand the depth of the mark of the Antichrist and what really happens when you take the mark of the Antichrist, and that it will be required of everybody on the face of this earth, on the point of death, to take that mark. They can't buy a cell. They can't buy milk for their babies and food for the table or gas for the car or fuel for the heating of the house. Whatever is the necessity you must purchase in the market will be unpurchasable by those who don't have the mark. Now, I want all of that to get into your head and mind, and I want you to understand we're dealing with a dark period of human history. Now, in a moment, we will read from the book of Revelation, chapter 13, just a few words, but I want to go to chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians for a moment. And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. Now, what withholdeth that he might be revealed? You understand, I've mentioned this a few times through the years. The Holy Spirit is the restrainer for 6,000 years since man fell in the Garden of Eden. And since the devil has sought to produce his own son and sought to take over the world and produce an antichrist and produce a one world government under the devil and his entourage, all through those years, the Holy Spirit has been a restrainer and has held the devil at bay. The devil can go so far and then he's restrained. He cannot go any further. The devil meant to create a one world order with Nimrod, and God stopped it. The devil meant to create a one-world order with Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel won him to God, to faith in God, and through that process, God stopped him. Alexander the Great, and you can come on, Antiochus Epiphanes, some say Antipacluus, Antiphasis. Well, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. I always said Antiochus Epiphanes. He was a Grecian who absolutely meant to set up the kingdom, even slew a pig on the altar in Jerusalem. What an antichrist he really was. And he meant to take over, but just in time, the Holy Spirit stopped him. And you can trace it for 6,000 years, how the Holy Spirit has been the restrainer and has held the devil and all of his efforts at bay so that Satan may go so far and accomplish so much and create so much of a ugly thing, an ugly empire, an ugly kingdom. He did it with Nazi Germany and Hitler. Oh, he did. Yes, it seemed like for a while he was going to win. And America, with all of our forces, stepped in and we delivered Europe and set that part of the world free from the Japanese and the Germans. And America did a great deed there. Let me tell you, American troops need some honor that never, never we should forget for what they did. And God used us to stop that one world government of Nazi Germany and the Japanese from ruling the world. They meant they was under the devil. They was full of Satan. Every one of these efforts to set up a one world order has been full of the devil. The Catholic Church. Right now, it's the Islamic people and their jihadists and ISIS and all of their different groups determined to set up a one world government under the God they call Islam. I didn't even say it. But whatever their God is called. I want to tell you something, friend. We are living in that day, that dark hour, and it's coming soon. Believe me, I believe this is the last time that the Holy Spirit will stop the devil. He's going to let him succeed this time by taking his saints, God's saints, out of here, the rapture, and then the devil will set up his one world government, sign a treaty with Israel. What's coming down the road, you can see it everywhere. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Get in your Bible and open your eyes and look at this world and look at what direction it's going and get yourself ready. Now, questions about the son of the devil, the son of Satan, the Antichrist, how he comes into being, how he rises to power. Many suggestions, nothing that we can probably tie everything to and say absolute. We just know he's coming. We know he's being held back, as I was reading, for the mystery of iniquity doth work. Only he who now let it, listen, let me read, for the mystery of iniquity already works. Oh, it's everywhere. The mystery of iniquity. Remember those words, mystery of iniquity. Mystery of iniquity. That is a force of wickedness that's taken over this world. It's taken over the church. It's taken over government. It's taken over the educational realm, the media realm. I mean, it's taken over the world. And if you don't have the backbone of a soul hog and a heart set on this Bible, and if you're not filled with the Spirit of God and the grace of resistance, you are subject to being taken over and actually thinking you are right. How many people do I see? I saw a man yesterday. He got involved in the Kenneth Copeland religion years ago. I mean, I was his pastor at one time. He got involved in the Kenneth Copeland religion. And of course, he teaches all kinds of false stuff. I mean, all kinds. Jesus wasn't even divine until he was baptized by John in the River of Jordan. And he had to go to hell and be born again. And quote his way out of hell. Kenneth Copeland is probably one of the most diabolical heretics that's ever walked on the face of this earth. Now, he's living with his wealth, and now he's trying to join up with the Catholics. I mean, it's all such an ugly picture. And I saw this man, and I could see the destruction that's occurred in his life from these false doctrines. I want to tell you, the truth is life. The truth is health. The truth is healing. The truth is joy. The truth is happiness. The truth is hope. Hope that you're ready to go and meet the King. Now, I know I sound like I'm preaching, and I feel it way down inside, and I'm believing the Holy Spirit to get a hold of every one of you listening to me and grip your heart with this beautiful sense of His soon coming. Now, let's go to the phones. The phone number locally is 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. The toll-free number anywhere in America and Canada is 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. And then my email. You can send an email. I've got it right here in front of me, already coming in. Send an email, jrc@paulcreek.org. That's J-R-C at Paul, P-A-W, Creek, C-R-E-E-K.org. All little letters, .org, not .com now, .org. And I will do my best to answer your question. I really want this to be a breathtaking broadcast. And I want to convince a lot of people it's time to get ready. Get ready to go. Get ready to go. I'm telling you, it's time to get ready to go. I was trying to play a song that it's time to get ready to go, and something happened to the CD, I guess. Couldn't get it to go right. Had to change my mind. I'm preaching in the morning on Jesus is coming for those passionate for Him. Jesus is coming for those passionate for Him. Did you hear that? Jesus is coming for those passionate for Him. How do I know I'm ready to go? You're passionate for Jesus, obeying Him, loving Him, living in His Word, doing His will. Oh, yes. What a day that's going to be when that rapture occurs. Now, I'm giving you today a copy of this very subject because this is important. When you understand that the Antichrist is the son of Satan, he is intimately tied to the devil. He is the son of Satan. Do you get that? Son of Satan. He is so evil. He is so evil that you will not know him. He will be a spitting image of the devil. I don't know that. I don't mean that in appearance, but I mean that in nature, in the acts, in the things he does, in the things he instills and imposes upon humankind. He will be an absolute image of the devil. I promise you, the son of the devil is going to do his best to imitate Jesus Christ. He wants to look like him. He wants to have certain things he does to make you think he is truly him. But those who know this Bible, those whose names are written in the book of life, they will know the difference. And if you get saved after that rapture, you will know the difference. I'm telling you, you will know the difference. And there will be millions saved after the rapture. All you got to do is go to Revelation 7 and look at that tribulation crowd that come up out of the rapture. John says, who are these? And the answer comes like, these are those who came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, thank God that people will be saved. I know so many people, if something don't happen, they're going to miss the rapture. And I get so burdened for them. I get overwhelmed for them. I weep and sob for them. I really do. That minister yesterday, I came down the road after leaving where he was at a bank, and I came down the road weeping and crying for him, praying for him. You see, I don't want nobody out there to go to hell. I don't want nobody out there to be here during that tribulation period. Well, we got calls already coming in. Please give us a call. We want to hear from you. You are very, very important. Very, very important. Dr. Oz, the health expert on TV, is a Muslim. Is it okay to take his advice or stick with your Christian friend, Dr. Babcock? My dear friend, Dr. Babcock. Thank you, Dr. Babcock. And what a question. No, it's not all right to listen to Dr. Oz. He's a Muslim. Do we know that? Do we know that? I never heard that before. I've been seeing him on my computer. Wow, on my computer. But I don't have time to watch television. But he's a Muslim. No, don't take his advice. You stick with your Christian friend. Thank you, Dr. Babcock. He's my friend, lives out in another state now, but it's good to hear from him. I hope he'll just keep on listening and keep on sending his questions and his remarks. Now, please explain Jeremiah 10, 3, and 4. Now, I presume this applies to my subject. I do my best to stay with my subject to the best I can, because that helps me communicate to all of you and not get off on a different path. All right. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, and the works of the hands of the workman with the axe, and decks it with silver and with gold. Then they fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it not move. Now, that's a question that has to do with what some people say is a Christmas tree, but it's not. That scripture in Jeremiah has absolutely nothing to do with a Christmas tree. It's an idol god. It's an idol god, and they made idol gods like that, and that was custom throughout the heathen world, but it was not a Christmas tree. No more questions on that, okay? I will not entertain that any further, because I don't want that to become an argument. It's a foolish one that I've had to try to renounce through the years, but that settles it, okay? Very, very important. Now, I want to hear from you. You are important. Your questions are important. The lines are open. 704-391-0588. 391-0588. Call quickly. What is your question about this Antichrist? What is your question, please, about this Antichrist? What is your question about him being the son of Satan? That really has overwhelmed me this week. I've spent a good part of the week digging, studying, praying for wisdom, that people can understand how the devil really does relate to the devil, how he relates to the Antichrist to the devil, and how all of this is coming like a storm. Now, you grab your phones, because I want questions, and I want you on the line here with me. Nothing I like better than telephone questions. I like for you to put me on the spot and ask anything you will ask. I'm not a proud man that I cannot say I don't know, because there's times I don't know, you know. That's just the way it is, and I understand that. Now, let me mention, while you are calling, the Bible says, and this is very important, the book of Luke, chapter 10, Jesus speaking, he said, I beheld, this is Jesus, I beheld Satan fall from heaven as lightning. I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now, Jesus saw him fall. You say, when was Jesus? He was eternal, friend. He was eternal, believe me. And Jesus beheld Satan fall. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Did you know that? Satan is transformed into an angel of light. And you can believe the Antichrist will be transformed into an angel of light. He will be spectacular. He will be spectacular. He will be overwhelmingly mystical. One thing I got when I was studying is, you know, in the Bible we have mysteries. God is a God of mysteries, and He reveals them to His children by His Holy Spirit. If you want to know about God and the things of God, you've got to serve Him. You've got to love Him. When you try to read the Bible without being born again, you only get the surface of it. You don't get the great meat of that word. That takes the Holy Spirit, because the Bible is a mystery book, full of mysteries. Well, the devil is a mystical. Notice the difference. Mystery, mystical. Mystery belongs to God. Mystical belongs to Satan. Mystery now belongs to God. Mystical belongs to Satan. So Satan will reveal his Antichrist mystically in a paranormal fashion. And he will have incredible power. This wicked being will be paranormally empowered to transfer the nature of Satan to every worshiper that takes his mark. Now, I want to read that again. I wrote that, and that's in the beginning of this article I'll give you. This wicked being, the Antichrist, will be paranormally empowered to transfer the nature of the devil to every worshiper that takes his mark. Now, that's an overwhelming truth, and I want you to remember that. Very important. Now, you on the air. May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please? Well, where am I at and why is... Oh, I know. That's my fault. I do these things, and I don't know why I forget some things. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Dr. Chambers.
Yes.
Sir, God bless you, sir. While you were praying, I was praying that God would continue to bless you with a double blessing, and I want to thank you for the wonderful message this afternoon, and I was so touched that I wanted to just quickly share with you. My dear wife, who I love dearly, she's a very religious person. She had begged me over the holidays to take her to a movie, box office movie, the biggest smash hit around the world, but I was so taken with the demonic spirit and the previews from the Disney movies that are so full of witchcraft and sorcery. It's just worldwide. And even in this latest movie, The Night in the Museum, the Pharaoh in the movie, the character, he says the God of Egypt, or the one true God, just full of blasphemy. And I thought, my, the devil really is.
He's taking over the world, brother. You really have no place in those theaters or that kind of stuff. It's filthy.
It is, sir. But I want to thank God in this time of apostasy that God raised you up like a prophet, crying in the wilderness. And we're going to continue to pray for you and ask God's blessing on your ministry. And also the Lord, he admonished me this morning. He took me to Chronicles, and poor King Saul, it says in Chronicles around the 5th chapter that God let the Philistines kill him, cut his head off, and take it to their temple and nail the poor man's head to the wall. Because one of the reasons he went to the witch
yes.
store and listened to her instead of God. And I asked God to forgive me. But this world, I've known the Lord for 30-some years. He's been so good to me. And I ask God to continue to bless you in your ministry.
You're very kind. And I'm glad you have a deep heart for conviction of right and wrong. You keep that and don't violate it, because it'll keep you until Jesus comes.
Thank you, my brother. God bless you.
Thank you, my brother, and God bless you. Now call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. Very kind, brother. I'm grateful. I give all the credit to God, though. I want you to understand, Brother Chambers is nothing but just an old-fashioned, fundamental Bible-believing preacher. I just love the Word, and I'm here to bring you the truth. I feel like there's too little truth out there. And when you begin to understand who that Antichrist is, you know Jesus is coming before the Antichrist is revealed. I love that. It says, then shall the wicked be revealed, when the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. When is this? After the restrainer has been withdrawn. After the Holy Spirit has gone with the saints to the presence of Jesus Christ, then the Antichrist will be revealed. And what a day of hope we've got in front of us. Do you understand? If Jesus comes today and you are really ready, you have a passion for him, I want to tell you, it's so important. I'm preaching in the morning. Again, let me mention what I'm preaching. I'm preaching on Jesus is coming for those passionate for him. He's not coming just so you can escape the trouble down the road. He's coming because you're in love with him. He's not coming just to keep you out of that dark period called the tribulation period. He's coming because you love him. And you will be kept from that dark period, but you will be kept from it because you're watching and looking for Jesus to come. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Did you hear that? That's the word of God, not Brother Chambers. Unto them that look for him. I'm looking for him. Right now, I'm looking for him. I promise you, I can't wait to preach this sermon in the morning. Oh, I really can't. Jesus is coming for those passionate for him. Now, you call quickly. I want to hear from you. You are very important. I'm looking for any call that will come in here. Very important that you call me. I'm telling you, I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you are thinking. I want to hear what you are saying. I want to answer your question. So grab your phone and call me quickly, will you? 1-800-338-7884-704-391-0588. Now, while you're calling, there are five things that the Antichrist, this false Christ, this imitation Christ, this imposer, this son of the devil, this son of Satan, there's five things, really, that he will do, that he is doing. I'm sorry, he's not going to do it. He is doing it. Number one, he's diluting the Bible. Diluting the Bible. There's nothing that's doing more damage today than these diluted versions of the Bible. NIV, Good News for Modern Man. Oh, I'm telling you, there's some really bad stuff out there. There is some bad stuff out there. That's why I stick with the King James. I stick with it faithfully because I want nothing to do with those diluted Bibles, because that's the Antichrist getting ready, diluting it so that he can slip in under the cover and you don't even know it when he comes in. Now, number two is he hates the sacred temple of a human body. See, this is the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's what the Bible said. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in me, which I have of God, and I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. Now, I'm talking about what the Scripture says. I'm quoting to you the Bible. I applied it to me because it applies to me just like it does you. So, my temple is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Your temple is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. You are bought with a price. Now, if you don't have that, you're not ready for the rapture. If you don't have that, if he don't possess your temple, if he doesn't dwell and abide, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Are you listening to me? Very important. See, that's the passion for Jesus. It's because he's put it in here by that wonderful new birth that you've experienced. You've been born again. You've been made a new creature. So the first thing, he dilutes the Bible. Second, he defiles the human body. He defiles the human body. Now do you understand why cremation has become so big in America? The devil is defiling the human body. Look at the people who claim to be Christians with tattoos all over their body, with rings in their ears and their tongue and their nose and everywhere. I mean, what are you talking about? The devil wants to de-sanctify and to take your body and to make it a very cheap thing. And boy, is he doing it today. The way people dress is nothing but a cheap thing. I mean, if you dress your body like you're a harlot walking the street, then you got the wares of a harlot. You advertising yourself just like a harlot would. And I say, don't do it. I say, don't do it. It's very, very important. And number one, of course, was he dilutes the Scripture. Number two, the sacred temple. He destroys the sacred temple. Number three, he denies all of the commandments of the Bible. The Antichrist. If you wonder what's happened to the commandments, the Antichrist has stole them. That's what's happened to them. Why don't people keep the Sabbath day holy? Why do they go to ball games and all kinds of frolic on the Lord's day and still call themselves believers and Christians? Because they forgot the commandments, the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Remember the sacred Sabbath day to keep it holy. Very, very important. So the devil denies the commandments of the Bible. Number one, he dilutes the Bible. Number two, he defiles the human temple. Number three, he destroys and causes people to forget the great commandments of the Bible. And number four, he promotes a self-righteousness that's nothing but of the flesh. I mean, do good works and do good things and help people that are poor and just run about day after day doing good things. And that's taken the place of a heart that's hungry after Jesus. Now, a heart that's hungry after Jesus ought to always be doing good works. They ought to be loving people in a prison house or people in a rest home or helping the widows. I mean, you ought to be busy with those kind of things. If you're a real Christian, you will be. I promise you, you'll be looking for things to do. But that self-righteousness without a new heart is what the devil is promoting big time today. You've got churches full of people that know nothing about Jesus. They don't believe in the rapture. They're not looking for Jesus to come, but they're full of self-righteousness. They're full of good works, and they feel absolutely comfortable in their good works, and they're not being ready for Jesus to come. And then the devil has confused the difference between the Bible and experience. He wants to promote the Bible without an experience, or he wants to promote the experience without a Bible. Notice that now. A Bible without an experience. There are many preachers that tell you, read the Bible, just believe the Bible. Don't look for an experience, that'll deceive you. Oh no, not a good experience won't. A bad one will. An experience that's not according to the Bible is very dangerous. And a Bible without experience is empty. I mean, it's beautiful truth. It's beautiful letters. It's great, great scripture. But without the Holy Spirit interpreting it to you after you've been born again, it never means anything. It never takes its place in your heart. So I cry out to you, remember those five things the Antichrist, this imitator of Jesus Christ is doing. Well, I'm waiting on you now, looking for your questions on the internet. Apparently, I don't have you here, and I'm looking for you by telephone. I know it's holiday weekend, but I've got a great audience, and you are dedicated, and you're listening. You may be listening on your little phone. Well, grab that phone and push me aside a minute and give me an email. I want to hear your question. The son of Satan. Do you understand? The son of Satan. I have been so overwhelmed by realizing and trying to get people to understand so that they know when the devil comes, he is going to be a master imitation. You understand? A master imitation. And if you haven't been born again, you'll buy into his wares before you can say booey. I mean, it will take you over. I promise you, there'll be emotions attached to the dark things that Satan is going to do that will just overwhelm multitudes of people. Let me read it to you. I promised you I would, and here it is. Let's go to Revelation chapter 13 and just look at how the devil gives such power to the son of Satan, the son of the devil. The son of the devil. And I saw one of his heads as it was wounded to death. This is the Antichrist. But his deadly wound was healed. So this son of Satan would have an experience, something similar to Calvary. Probably not anything just exactly like Calvary, but some kind of an attack that he will be wounded to death. I mean, deadly wound, and he will receive it, the Bible says. And his deadly wound was healed, and all the world worshipped him. Now, you get the picture. There'll be a camera just like I'm looking at, except probably 1,000 times more expensive. And it will be set right on the son of Satan in the temple in Jerusalem. And he will be wounded somehow, maybe an attack, maybe an effort by the Jewish people to stop him from defiling their temple. I don't know what might wound him. The devil then will heal him. And that deadly wound will be healed. And the world will see all of this happen. On camera. And did you know they are creating right now the technology using this camera and this computer and additional software that I don't have because it's not complete yet, and where they will translate my voice right now in English into any voice on the face of God's earth. So that when the Antichrist is made manifest in the temple in Jerusalem, and they turn the camera on him, and he begins to talk, the world would hear him. The world will hear him. The world will see him. The world will be so overwhelmed by the miracle that they will see right before their eyes. And they will say, that could not happen but by God. But it's the false god, the devil, who paranormally does this fantastic miracle. And the world will worship him. That's what the Bible said. Now, I'm giving you what the book said. I'm just giving you what the Bible said. And it says the world wondered after the beast. Wondered. W-O-N-D-E-R-E-D. Wondered after the beast. They overwhelmed. And they worshiped the dragon. Are you hearing me? The dragon. Now, he won't look like a dragon. He'll look like a beautiful angel, an angel of light. He will be transformed into such beauty. This is, again, what will happen mystically or paranormally, whichever word you want to use. And it will transform him, and he will look like a marvelous creature. I mean, he will gleam. It will be a fantastic person, looking person, a fantastic being. Do you hear me? And the world will wonder after him. And the Bible goes on to say, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down out of heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, in the sight of the devil, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by the sword and did live. I'm here to tell you, you can go on Revelation 13 and see it's going to happen. John saw this in a vision from God so that he could come back and describe it for you and I. Do you understand that? John saw it in a vision from God. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Brother James, I got a question. I'll see if you can answer it.
All right, I'll try.
Okay, you know, most of us are familiar with the Antichrist and the mark of the beast and the forehead, and I think in the hand. But there's going to also, during that time, be another group of people with a mark in their forehead. Do you know who that is?
Well, there will be the Jews that's going to be marked, but they're taken out in the middle of the tribulation that appears to be right before the Antichrist. And then there are saints of God that's going to have a mark.
Yeah, and I think the 144,000 Jewish evangelists will have that mark.
They will have a mark, but they are raptured in the middle of the tribulation. So whether they're actually here at this time is a questionable thing. I cannot be sure, and I don't think anyone can be sure, but there will be saints of God that have a mark. God will actually, when people get saved, and he wants to protect some of them, many of them get killed. But apparently there's a group that get marked, for it says they have the mark of God in their forehead.
Yeah, that's right. I heard a preacher preaching on that the other day, and I just wondered.
What did he say?
He said basically what you did, but he was really bringing out about the 144,000 evangelists, you know, that would have a mark.
These are Jews that evangelize the world.
Right.
These are Jews that evangelize the world. And see, by the end of the 7 years, all Israel shall be saved. So one of their primary purposes will be to evangelize every Jew on the face of this earth and to get them ready, because they will know when they're converted and have the mark in their head, they will know that Jesus is going to appear in Jerusalem and that all Israel is going to be saved. And they will do their best to prepare the Jewish people for that moment when Jesus comes to Jerusalem and sets up his temple, sets up his kingdom, I should say.
Yes, sir. All right, so well, I appreciate it.
No. I'm delighted you called, and I'm telling you, you do understand that the Antichrist is going to be the son of the devil, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
The son of the devil. I've never said that before. I've never preached that like that before. And it just gripped me as I read the Bible and study. I learn more and more and more, and I still got so much I haven't learned. That's why I like questions that put me on the spot so that I can learn more, because we are living right on the verge of this, brother. I believe the rapture could take place today.
It easily could happen.
And I'm preaching in the morning. I want you to hear me now. I'm preaching on Jesus is coming for those passionate for him. I told the Lord yesterday as I was praying, Lord, if ever I've been passionate for you, I want to be so hungry to see Jesus. And I'm telling you, if we knew what we're going to see when we see him, the glory, I mean, John saw him in Revelation 1. That's exactly how he will look to us, except probably more grandly and more glorious, because he comes in the powers of heaven. The angels of heaven come with him when he shows up there for that rapture. I'm telling you, it's going to be glorious. But when he comes back to fight the battle of Armageddon with all those saints with him, that's going to be one of the grandest moments in human history.
I guarantee Satan will be trembling then.
Well, that's when Satan, of course, will be cast into the bottomless pit. And the Antichrist and the false prophet will be put into the lake of fire. The devil will not go to the lake of fire until the 1,000 years of the millennium is over, but he'll be in the bottomless pit. There'll be no peace there. There's nothing but wickedness there, nothing but the powers of hell people fighting and vicious against each other. You talk about a place of anger, of viciousness, of jealousy, of hatred. I'm telling you, the lake of fire is going to be a place of some of the darkest action of human beings and angelic beings of all human history. It's going to be incredible.
It'll be the worst ever. But you know, when God comes back, when Jesus comes back in the rapture, he's not coming back for the world. He's coming back for that remnant.
That remnant of godly people. If you're passionate for Jesus. If you're not just if you want to get out of this mess, but if you're passionate for Jesus, that's the criteria for going in the rapture.
Exactly right.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Give us a call quickly, friends. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Now, I feel like I'm really giving you some solid material today. Hopefully, you will share this with everybody you know. You do know this broadcast is being taped and videoed, and it will be on the internet. It'll be on the internet. I mean, you can see it. You can hear it if you don't have a video capacity. But if you have the capacity for the video, it's going to be 24/7. I trust it'll be on the video and on the internet until after Jesus comes. Because after the rapture, I'm praying that all over the world, people will know about Joe Chambers and know about people that loved God even as we do. And that they'll go to their internet and find sermons and find programs and find material. Now, I know they'll have to do it in the bedroom with the door shut and the window curtains pulled down, but they'll be looking for any way they can to find out something about the Lord. And I just pray that I can so communicate these truths to the world that they will tell their friends and friends will tell friends, and everybody that will go to their internet and listen. If you can hear, you can get it on your it's amazing to me. I pull up my programs on my little telephone here and watch them on the telephone. That's the most amazing thing to me, that you, if you have a smartphone, can watch these programs right on your telephone. If you don't watch it live, then you can watch it in a little while. Just go to paulcreek.org and go to the front page. Look over on the right. You'll see the icon for Open Bible Dialogue. You'll see the program underneath. You don't go to it when it's not live. I shouldn't say this now. Don't go to that icon on the right. That's the live program. The archives will either be way up on the left corner or be right down under you. Go down a little bit. You'll see the picture for today with the devil, Lucifer, falling out of heaven. Jesus beheld him as lightning cast out of heaven. I've got that picture on the front of this. It'll be on the booklet. Beautiful. Oh, I love it. Seeing the devil fall upside down out of heaven, and he's been upside down ever since. He's been upside down ever since, and he's soon to be history. Do you hear me? He's soon to be history. And I want you to get ready. I want you to get ready. Now, any questions on the internet, I'm amazed today. Where are you at? You ought to be in the middle of this asking one question after the other, because I'm here to be a blessing to you. I really am. You can call the phone 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Or you can, of course, call the toll-free number 1-800-338-7884. Let's spend these next 14 minutes answering one question after the other. Let me hear from you. Grab your phone real quickly. 704-391-0588 if you're close by here in North Carolina. If you're somewhere else, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. You got it? So grab your phone. Let's answer your question. Let's try to understand this son of Satan, son of the devil. Do you understand me? An imitation. The devil has wanted a son just like the Father had one all the way back for 6,000 years. And he's going to finally produce a son. Probably paranormally, maybe even genetically, like happened in the book of Genesis 6. That's not a big argument with me. I don't try to push it. I'm just here to tell you, one way or the other, the devil will produce his Antichrist. You have a question about that? That would be a good question. I'm amazed. I thought you would just jump right on me. I thought you would really come at me. And I was hoping you would, because I love it. I really want to help everybody understand how close we are to Jesus appearing. How close we are to this grand moment when the Christ shall come. When the Lord Jesus shall get his saints, angels by the multiplied millions in the sky for the rapture. And we'll be caught up to meet him in the air. Go back to heaven with him. Go back to the great place of the transactions of the judgment 7 years in heaven. Because God's in charge of this thing, you know. The devil may be down here thinking he's acting in his own free will, but God's holding the reins. And God's guiding the great events. And God is going to be pleased with the end results when the devil is cast into the lake of fire after the thousand-year millennial reign. It's going to be a hallelujah day. Do you understand that? Going to be a hallelujah day. Now, what's your question? How many of you are ready to go if Jesus comes right now? How many of you are so in love with Jesus that you passionately think about him? That you read the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And you think about the great God Father and the great Christ the Savior and the love that they have shed abroad upon you. The joys that you have when you live for Christ. The sweet anointing of the Holy Spirit that comes upon you when you pray. The great beauty of reading this Bible, and it just comes alive. It just comes off the page and gets a hold of your heart. Oh, I'm telling you, it's wonderful to be a Christian. I think more and more what a joy it is. Well, I want to pray. We've got time here, and I know I'll get some calls, and I hope I do. Grab your phone quickly, okay? Grab your phone quickly. Don't waste a minute. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. Again, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Hope you get that. 1-800-338-7884. 7884. 1-800-338-7884. Grab your phone. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. And we come to pray, believing for the miracle of your hand across Charlotte and across the listening audience, across the globe. Father, around the world, I pray that the mighty work of the Holy Spirit will become real as never before. That the truths of the Scripture will come alive and prosper. That good men, good godly people will be anointed to preach this word on every continent, in every country, in every community. That truth will sound out with great strength and power, and great victory will be wrought. I'm believing for that, Father. I'm believing for that with all my heart. I pray for the miracle. I pray for a Holy Ghost revival. Devil, you are bound. The Spirit of God puts you to flight. I believe the restrainer to put you in defeat and the great hand of God to bring us Holy Ghost revival. Oh, I'm claiming that, Father. I'm believing for that, Father. With all my heart and soul, I'm believing for that, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm telling you, saints, it's very near. The coming of the Lord is at the door and you on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor Chambers, God bless you. I have enjoyed so much listening to you over the weeks, last few weeks on the tribulation and the rapture and everything, because that's my favorite thing to study in the Bible. But I do have a question.
Okay, I love it.
I've always wondered it, but I've never asked anyone. I grew up independent fundamental Baptist, so I'm real in tune with, you know, things in the Bible. But I've always wondered, okay, let's say, okay, someone dies. You hear them say, okay, they're not hurting anymore. They're with the Lord now. But then, you know, why is it that if we're already gone to be with the Lord when we're passed, that our bodies will be raptured up out of the grave?
Well, you see, when you die, listen to me carefully. Now, when you die, there's a separation between the body, the soul, and spirit. It is the soul and spirit that goes to the place with Christ and are there in peace and worship and praise until the rapture takes place, or until the white throne judgment takes place. The righteous at the rapture, the wicked at the white throne judgment. When Jesus comes, the spirit and the soul comes back with him, and the body is resurrected. so that the two are joined together in what we call the resurrection. It wouldn't be a resurrection if the body didn't come out of the grave. So the body is a sacred thing. That's why I don't believe in cremation at all. The body will be just, your body will look in that rapture just like you look now, except it would be an eternal youthful look.
Right.
And so the body has to be resurrected. The spirit and the soul is with the Lord, so there can be no pain. There's consciousness, but no pain, because the body's in the grave. It can't hurt. It's in the grave. So when it's resurrected, it'll be renewed. It'll be a new body. It'll be a resurrected body. It'll be a transformed body. It'll be like unto the body of the Lord himself.
Okay. Oh, well, I really do appreciate
that. Does that help you?
Yes, sir, it sure did, and I sure do love hearing you.
And make sure, sometimes they call, the people can die in sin, and they still try to send them to heaven. And that's sad.
Yes.
Because the wicked will go immediately to hell when they die.
I don't recall where I heard it, but I heard someone one time say that, like, the mob used to give a lot of money to the Catholic churches that they went to, so when if they got killed out there in the streets, the people in the church could pray their soul into heaven.
Well, that's not possible. You know that.
Yes, sir. I surely do.
God bless you. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to tell you that I've been talking to some of my family members, and I've been trying to tell them that the Antichrist is here on this earth. He's just waiting for his day.
Well, you don't know that, but there's pretty good opinion that he is.
Yeah, well, I think that it's like when Jesus Christ was born, he had to become a grown man first.
And, right, I agree with that.
And then now he's waiting for an alignment of the countries to come together and make a one world government so that he can come in and be the ruler.
See, this is what I believe. I believe that the Antichrist is alive. I think there's some strong connections between him and the devil and demon spirits. He's either totally possessed, or he was born by a demon and a godless woman. He will be a paranormal presentation of the devil. And he will have the power that Satan will give him. I believe he's alive. I believe he's waiting for his right moment. But you remember that all through the years, the devil has had somebody in the wings, somebody in the some candidate to be his Antichrist. And so somebody is waiting to be his Antichrist. If time should continue and he should die, then he'll have another. And so Satan will always have his man waiting to be presented.
And, what I was trying to tell them is, they said, well, this can't just happen overnight. I said, yes, it can. It can happen in an instant. It don't have to, everything's ready. All we got to do.
The world is so ready, it's unreal. There's one thing that has to happen, someone mentioned to me this week, and that's that Israel signs a treaty with the Antichrist forces. But that will happen after the rapture, most likely. It could happen before, but most likely after. And it certainly will be one of the signs and one of the evidence that the tribulation period is taking place.
Yes, sir. I just think that I told them, I said, you cannot wait. You can't wait.
To wait is to miss it, I'm going to tell you. I say all the time, if you're not ready right now, you probably won't be when he comes. Anybody out there that's not ready, and you're not moving like an overwhelmed person toward Christ, you probably won't be ready, because it's just that close.
They try to tell me that they don't want to go to church because there's so many churches that don't teach right. And I said, but you've got to search.
Well, you got to search and have church in your home if you can't find a place. We got sermons all over the internet. You can listen to our sermons anywhere you live.
And I told them, I said, you can come and I can be with you and we can find people who believe like we do and we can have church together.
Yes, thank you. I got to go. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes. Hi, Mr. Chambers. How are you?
Wonderful.
I have a question for you.
Good.
I understand that there's going to be 144,000 Jews that will be saved.
After the rapture.
Right. Do you believe that once the church is caught up in the rapture and all the saints of God are gone and the Holy Ghost is just gone from this earth, do you believe that there will be some that will be saved?
Absolutely.
All you got to do is go to Revelation 7. I turned there while you was talking. And it says, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number. And he asked the question, who are these? And one of the elders answered, saying, what are these? He said, thou knowest. And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said, they are they which came out of great tribulation. Notice, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That happens after the rapture.
Okay, that's what I needed to...
Go to Revelation 7 and start reading with verse 9 and read all the way through verse 17, and you'll have a perfect picture.
The reason I asked is I have a friend of mine, and she has a son that isn't saved, and she said that what she tells him is, well, when the church is gone and I'm gone from here, just go ahead and let them chop your head off, and you'll be martyred for Jesus, and you'll go to heaven.
Well, they got to get saved first.
That's what I've tried to explain to her, and I told her, I said...
They got to wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb.
And my understanding, too, is if you can't get saved now, I feel it's going to be much harder.
The only thing that will make a difference is do or die. See, when people reach a point is do or die, they tend to do something about it.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Chambers. We appreciate you so much.
I love you in the Lord. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, good afternoon, Brother Chambers.
Hey, my friend, may I help you?
Yes, good afternoon, Brother Chambers.
Good afternoon, my friend.
Yes, from New York. I know your time is short. I have a dear friend, a dear Christian friend that passed away a while ago, and was sad to hear that his remains were cremated.
Oh, brother. Well...
I understand that it's not... Is that something that would keep him out of heaven?
You know, I would not answer it that way. I would say if you're born again and you're right with God and you understand the Bible, you would never want it.
You would never want it.
Yeah, if you're saved and you're born again, do you want to be cremated?
Well, no, of course not.
Well, that's because you're born again. So if he would have been born again and he made the decision, and maybe somebody else made the decision. See, I don't know about that. If somebody else made the decision and he was born again, had nothing to do with it, then it won't affect him at all. I mean, if I die and my kids say, I'm tired of that old man, he's worried me to death, I'm just going to cremate him, and mama's not around to stop him, then I won't be responsible for that. That'll be their action. They'll have to pay for it.
Yes, right.
God bless you.
God bless you, bud. Thank you.
God bless you. Wish I had more time. Hey, it's been a joy. We've really brought you the truth the best we know. You've got to have this booklet. Satan, the Antichrist will be the son of Satan. The Antichrist will be the son of Satan. You need this material. So call quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. The toll-free number the local number is 704-391-0588. And you can email me, jrc@paulcreek.org. And this broadcast will be on the Internet 24/7. You can see it or hear it as you please. Tell your friends about it. Send them a copy of it. God bless you. I love you. Jesus is coming. I'll be back next week.